أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا إنه لا يحب المعتدين ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 55 and 56 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the last verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about His great Qudrat, His great power, His great might. In that Allah Ta'ala created the earth and the skies and all the creation in a period of 6 days. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the change of day and night without any intermediate period. And now, after speaking about His Qudrat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala calls upon the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reciters of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, Udu'u Rabbakum, call upon your Rabb. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word dua actually is used when someone calls somebody else for help, for assistance, when one is in dire need. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that Allah Ta'ala sent us onto this earth. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made this world a world of means. Allah spoke about His Qudrat, and amongst the different ways that we have a relationship with Allah, one is performing our salat, one is making dhikrullah, but one door that Allah Ta'ala had always left open is for us to communicate to Allah Ta'ala our needs, our necessities, seeking from Allah Ta'ala His rahmah, His grace and His mercy. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this door of dua. However, in this verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about some of the etiquettes of dua. The first, Allah ta'ala says, tadarru'a. Tadarru'an in Arabic means to be humble, to seek from Allah, to make dua to Allah whilst one is humble. What is the meaning of humbling oneself in front of Allah Ta'ala in dua? Is that man, human, understands that we have absolutely no capacity. We have no ability. We have no means. We have no way. We are totally helpless, totally useless. It is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that can grant. It is only through the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that things happen for us. Through the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the many doors that Allah opens, that He opens for us, we do not know how to do things, we do not know the way in which we should proceed. And all of that should be in our mind. And then we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that dua is more often accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat. The second adab that Allah Ta'ala shows, wa khufya, in lowered tones. In other words, when one makes dua, khufya actually has got two meanings. One meaning is in lowered tones, and the other is in secrecy. Make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Do not shout about it. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. A person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the person asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where is Allah? If Allah is far, then I will shout and I will speak to Allah. If Allah is close, then I will talk to Allah Ta'ala in lowered tones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response was, Inni qareeb, I am very close to you. So when you're making dua to Allah Ta'ala, it is the adab of dua that a person makes dua in a way that the tone is lowered. It shouldn't be like a recital of the Quran Sharif. And over here, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has elaborated the gist of it is that we make many mistakes when it comes to the time of dua. We are very often accustomed to making wazifas. We are very accustomed to reading from papers. A person is making tawaf of Baytullah, he wants to read from a paper. A person is standing in Arafat, he wants to read from a paper or a kitab. He doesn't even know what he is asking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is not in the spirit of dua. That will go into other categories of the deen. But when a person is making dua to Allah Ta'ala, he must know what he is asking for, and he must do it in these lowered tones, and he must do it secretly also. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali, when once he was asked, what are the factors that bring great joy to him? He said, the greatest joy that I go through is at the time of tahajjud, when I lift my hands and I ask from Allah Ta'ala. There is no one there to hear the supplication. It is only me and my Allah. So that is the second aspect. The third is Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not love those who transgress the limits that Allah Ta'ala had set down. What is the limits that Allah Ta'ala has set down insofar as dua is concerned? One Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he heard his own son make dua. And his son is making dua and he's saying to Allah, O Allah, grant me a white palace on your right hand side. So Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, stopped his son. And he said, my son, ask Allah Ta'ala for entry into Jannah. And ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from the fire of Jahannam. For sure, certainly, Ahad Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, a time will come when people will transgress the limits set down by Allah Ta'ala in asking and also in the ibadat. So there is this limit that Allah Ta'ala has set down. Some of the commentators have given some other examples, like a person now makes dua, Allah, make me a Nabi. Now that is transgressing the limits of Allah Ta'ala. Then we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not make dua for qata of sila rahmi, for breaking family ties. Do not make dua for anything that is haram. All of that, we are now transgressing the rules and the laws and the limitations that have been set down by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. And do not corrupt in the earth, do not create anarchy in the earth, بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا, after its reformation. Now there are two ways that a person can create corruption on this earth. One is an outer way and one is an inner way. The outer way is that a person creates corruption between the people of this world. They create anarchy, they create hatred, they spread out hatred and jealousy and all of that. That is the one aspect. Then together linked with that is a person interferes with the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, like for example destroying the vegetation that Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala brings out from the ground. That is also creating a facade in the earth. And the inner way of doing it is that our amal and our deeds, when that amal and the deeds are not good and they are not accepted by Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala changes the system of this earth. Where they're supposed to have been rain, Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala withholds the rain, and then people go through famine, etc. So in both ways. Then there is the spiritual aspect of it, that do not create facade insofar as the ruhani system of Allah Ta'ala is concerned. What is the ruhani system of Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala has kept the system of the work of tabligh, of the work of da'wat, the work of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the work of ta'lim and ta'allum, the work of teaching and learning this deen of Allah Ta'ala. Now we try to stop all of that. That is also creating fasad in the earth and in the land of Allah Ta'ala. وَدُعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Now concluding, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about two other etiquettes of dua. That when we ask Allah Ta'ala, we will have one, the khawf, that Allah Ta'ala does not accept. And the other is watama'a, Allah Ta'ala says, and an expectation and a hope that Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala will accept. So that is how we make dua. We shouldn't feel, I will lift my hands and things are done for me. And on the other hand, we should not feel that I ask and Allah Ta'ala doesn't give. Do it with an anticipation from Allah. But the important thing is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, our iman and yaqeen is built in Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala. Inna rahmatullahi qareebun minal muhsinin. Certainly the rahmah of Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala is close to those who do good. In other words, continue to make dua, and the doors of Allah's rahmah will continue to open. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.